This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to forward plans that will ensure country's development and prosperity. World Bank increasing budgetary aid for Nepal. And high-stakes Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks resume in Qatar's Doha as casualties rise in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the ministers and secretaries to forward the plans that help bring about a wave of development in the country. During a meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli viewed it was essential to bring more systematic plans so that people's need would be addressed. The meeting dwelt on annual progress review, implementation of current budget and programs, and major tasks of the government to be carried out within 100 days. The Prime Minister also directed all concerned to effectively enforce Digital Nepal framework, supply pure goods, foods to people, ensure vocational training, agricultural tools and other essentials to farmers, and utilize the available resources. On the occasion, Chief Secretary Lila Devi Gorteola shared that performance agreement would be signed between the Prime Minister and ministers soon, incorporating the main activities and milestone based on the presented review and plan. The government has shown activeness in formulating budget and programs implementation plan since the beginning of the current fiscal year. The World Bank is going to increase the budgetary aid provided to Nepal. In a virtual meeting held yesterday with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel, Vice President for South Asia Region of the World Bank Martin Reiser shared about the rise in budgetary assistance. On the occasion, Vice President Reiser suggested improvements in the areas such as investment environment, economic reforms and employment growth. In response, Finance Minister Paudel said with a stable government in place, the environment was conducive for investment and pledged to work in collaboration to complete the projects on time. Nepal received $205 million as budgetary aid from the World Bank last financial year. The death toll from rain-induced disasters since the 10th of June has increased to 175. The landslides and floods that occurred in different parts of the country claimed people's lives, the police said, adding that the Kathmandu Valley itself witnessed the death of three individuals during this period. Kosi province recorded as many as 27 fatalities, Madhya province 8, Bagmati province 31, Gandaki province 54, Lumini province 33, Karnali province 8 and Sudar Paschim province 11, totaling 175 deaths, according to the central spokesperson of the Nepal Police, DIG Dan Bahadur Karki. The ambassador of the state of Qatar to Nepal, Michel Mohammed Al Ansari, called on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, issues of bilateral interest between the two countries were discussed. During the meeting, Minister Lekhak made a special request to Ambassador Al Ansari to provide the needed support for the safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas. Likewise, Minister Lekhak requested the Qatari ambassador to ensure an insurance scheme for Nepali migrant workers, ensure the treatment of injured workers and provide relief to the families of those who lost their lives in Qatar. Similarly, Minister Lekhak also urged Ambassador Al Ansari to make arrangements for the amnesty of Nepali migrant workers serving jail terms in Qatar. On the occasion, the Qatari ambassador informed Home Minister Lekhak that Qatar was making efforts for the release of Bipin Joshi. He also appreciated Nepali migrant workers for their contributions to Qatar's development. Minister Lekhak, meanwhile, has asserted that government has prioritized the post-earthquake reconstruction in an effective way in affected areas, especially the areas affected after the earthquake that occurred with the epicenter at Jajarkot and Bajang last year. Responding to lawmakers' queries in a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, Minister Lekhak informed the upper house that the government was proceeding making some legal provisions as various bodies have released the funds for the post-earthquake relief and rehabilitation. Minister Lekhak said the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority released 3.16 billion rupees to the District Disaster Management Committee Fund, along with 50 million rupees each for Rukum West and Jajarkot districts for the 85,690 identified beneficiaries. The National Assembly lawmakers welcomed a political understanding on the bill relating to the Transitional Justice Act. In a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, they also took time to draw the government's attention to the country's latest political development and problems at national and local levels. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has said efforts are on to developing hospitality business into an industry of national priority. Responding to the queries of lawmakers, Minister Pandey said tourism promotion programs were being continuously held at home and abroad to promote the tourist destinations inside the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Talks on a ceasefire and hostage release deal in the Gaza Strip have resumed in Qatar as the number of Palestinians reported killed in the war between Israel and Hamas surpassed 40,000. According to the BBC, an agreement is seen as key to stopping the 10-month conflict spiraling into an all-out regional war involving Iran, but expectations of a breakthrough are low. Hamas has said it will not participate in the indirect negotiations in Doha for now, although mediators are expected to relay messages to the armed group's officials based there. Sweden's public health agency has recorded what it says is the first case of a more dangerous type of mpox outside the African continent. The person became infected during a stay in an area of Africa where there is currently a major outbreak of mpox clad 1. The news comes just hours after the World Health Organization declared the outbreak of mpox in parts of Africa was now a public health emergency of international concern. At least 450 people died during an initial outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo, and the disease has since spread to the areas of Central and East Africa. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to forward plans that will ensure country's development and prosperity. World Bank increasing budgetary aid for Nepal. And high-stakes Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks resume in Qatar's Doha as casualties rise in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.